escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on a Saturday morning, 28th day of June. I want to thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. Coming up, going to let you know about job opportunities in front of the camera and behind the camera. Looking for an Ice Cube Junior, if you will. A young Ice Cube.
Okay.
The Santa Maria, the Rose Lock, the John Madden movie is looking for, among other things, a young man 14 to 20 years old that looks like Ice Cube. We're going to talk about that and other things coming up. Also, I got to get back to something, and I'll wait till the next segment because it was something Noel was talking about when it came to shoes, and I thought of another group of people who I think should have deals, shoe deals out there, and I want to get her thoughts on it. But we got to welcome Caleb in here, man. Caleb has joined us last couple weeks talking about what he thought was going to happen with the end of the finals, what's around the corner for the draft, what he thought the Hawks should do. So let's do a recap of all of that. How do you feel about now that the NBA season is over? First of all, good morning, Caleb Johnson.
And yeah, good morning, man.
Thank
How
you
doing?
As always for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, good morning.
Let's put a wrap on the NBA season for you.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think it was an interesting finish. I'll say it just for the respect of we wanted this awesome, incredible Game 7. We hadn't had a Game 7 since 2016. That one was so memorable. You know, you think of Block by James and like everything that just went into that. And you wanted something on par with that level, and instead you got Tyrese Halliburton getting injured very early on, and then the team that a lot of people expected to win, me included, I picked the Thunder in five. It took them seven, But you ultimately get them as champions, and then it starts the conversation to some extent of, can OKC be a dynasty? Can you even have a dynasty in this version of the NBA with the first and second aprons and all that sort of thing? And then I also thought it was funny of seeing the Thunder win a championship also showed the effects of AAU basketball, which is these guys are playing so much hoops and are not really getting to live a personal life or anything that when it comes time to celebrate, they all were like standing around going, all right, when's the next game? Because I feel like that's what they've been doing for their entire life.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a whole lot of time to celebrate and be a kid. And I think that was kind of, it showed on the national stage where a lot of those guys were like, ew, beer, that's gross. And they had to ask Alex Caruso how to pop champagne because none of them knew how to do it.
Yeah.
Because like I mentioned, they all didn't get a lot of time to celebrate amongst growing up and playing the game. And I kind of hope it's a bit of a wake up call for people as we've seen LeBron James and others call for, hey, let's not get so specialized in the sport. Let's let kids be kids, grow up, play multiple sports. And I think it'll have a positive effect on the game. And maybe you'll have less guys like Tyrese Halliburton popping their Achilles on the national stage because he's been playing, you know, AAU basketball year-round probably since he was 10 years old.
Yeah. Caleb Johnson joining Sam and Greg here. Listen, I got to say this to you, and I want to say it as an indictment to all three of us. Me, Sam, and Noel have neglected this. We are two hours and 26 minutes into this show where we have not mentioned once about a Hall of Famer who got traded last week. We did a whole show when Luka and AD got traded back and forth, but Kevin Durant becomes a member of the Houston Rockets, and we don't talk about it. We haven't mentioned it once during this show. Your thoughts on why that hasn't moved the needle more and your thoughts on him landing there?
Well, I think it's because he is 37 years old. And so to some extent, it's like, well, what's a 37-year-old really going to do to change a team? However, it's Kevin Durant. And
I think
because of his off-the-court stuff to some extent, where like not because he's getting in trouble, but because he just has a tendency to be a bit of an annoyance on social media, and he has kind of done things differently than we have seen stars do in the past, where obviously, you know, he left OKC in order to join Golden State. He has bounced around teams ever since, really hasn't been able to find a team where he's a leader and things are successful, because I was actually just talking about this with Steak, I believe, earlier this week. We were mentioning the 2021 NBA Finals. And Steak was like, you know, I can't even remember who the Bucks were playing that year. And I was like, it was the Phoenix Suns before they got Kevin Durant, and then they got KD, and it feels like that team kind of fell apart. Well, I will say the misfortune of Phoenix was to the benefit of Houston, because only having to give up Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, and a draft night pick was actually a pretty small trade to have to give up in order to get Kevin Durant, a guy who he's had his own, you know, moment of popping an Achilles in game 5 of the NBA Finals, but he is still a dominant scorer, and something that I think the Houston Rockets really needed was that guy who could be a 30-point-a-night type scorer. And so I think they really benefited from making that trade. And they're going to be a really, really interesting contender because they were already second in the West last year. They just didn't have the playoff experience necessarily to be able to push through. Well, this time around, when you have KD, if you can keep him healthy, which we've got our own new star in Atlanta that is going to be the same conversation, but as long as you can keep KD healthy, I think Houston's going to be a true contender out there in the West to compete with the likes of OKC, who will be, you know, trying to go back-to-back.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Caleb Johnson. Always great to catch up with him. Saw him yesterday and get a chance to meet Asa Newell. He is social, by the way, folks. You can always find him at ATL Johnson 18, at ATL Johnson 18. Caleb, your thoughts on Newell The way the Hawks were able to, you know, maneuver their way into the perfect position to make that selection, but also who they're going to bring in to probably work with him and mentor him. And we can't say this, I guess, yet because it's not official as far as the trade. But thoughts about having these two guys who potentially one can really mentor the other and prepare him to step into that role?
Yeah, I think when you have the conversation about Asa, you will always have to have it within the realm of what he was acquired for, not just the fact that the Hawks picked at 23, but the fact that they absolutely fleeced the New Orleans Pelicans a second straight time. This is the same franchise that last year traded for DeJounte Murray and gave up Dyson Daniels, who obviously went on to be, have an incredible season and show his defensive strength for the Hawks, but then it included the 22nd overall pick, who was then flipped and turned into, along with other parts, Kristaps Porzingis. So I think that'll always be the conversation when it comes to Asa, is you got Asa as well as these other pieces, because having that 2026 first-round pick next year, the better of the Bucks and the Pelicans, is very likely going to pay off in an incredible way. I mean, there has not been a single media member or front office member that I have seen it be reported on or spoke to myself who thought that New Orleans made a good deal. But it also kind of makes sense when you realize that Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver are running the Pelicans right now, and they were the ones running the Detroit Pistons for so long when they were drafting horribly and getting guys like Killian Hayes and things like that who bounced out of the league. So as far as Asa, though, I mean, you got an incredible, as far as personality and all of those sorts of things that are off the court, I mean, the dude has an incredible smile. His personality is very infectious. Like, getting to talk to him yesterday, and shout out to you, Sam, because, like, real friends are the ones who, when you're working, they catch the cool photo moments that you can then have for forever. And so I always appreciate Sam for being around and catching things like that. But getting to talk to Asa, like, he's just got a really good head on his shoulders as far as realistic about the expectations of what he should do to affect this team, and knowing his own strengths and weaknesses. Like, a guy who can, at an introductory press conference, say, yeah, I got to grow into my grown man body, and I also have to work on my decision-making and my three-point shooting, that you just don't often see. A lot of the times you'd hear a guy say, oh, well, I need to improve all facets of my game. But no, he knows specifically what he needs to do, and he's putting it out there so that people will essentially hold him to those things. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see how he grows. I did have a one-on-one conversation with him, and I'm going to be able to play that on my show tomorrow. One of the things that I found the most interesting, he sees himself as a power forward, not a center. And so he believes he can be a small ball five, but he is realistic enough to know with his 6'9 frame that he's going to play a lot of power forward. I think, honestly, his speed and kind of the bounce that he has, the way that he throws down dunks, it's going to be exciting. I think Hawks fans are going to end up loving him, and he's going to be a popular jersey to have very, very soon. But he's also someone who needs some development, and I think the Hawks won't be in a rush in order to do that.
What's he talking about, picture? What you talking about, Caleb, with a picture with Sam?
I was interviewing Asa yesterday, and Sam just happened to be around the area, snapped a photo of me during the interview, and sent it. So I've got this really nice, just like classic first day photo with with one of the Hawks draft picks.
Nice. All right, there you go. Teamwork.
Yeah, but that man was there.
Absolutely.
That's what he does. All right, hey, Caleb, as always, man, we appreciate it, and thank you for getting up and for putting up with our nonsense here, or at least mine. So, man, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you, as always.
Thanks, Caleb.
Yeah, you guys have a good one.
There you go, Caleb Johnson.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.